Well, thanks for asking and verifying stories. As usual, this is starting, and it's starting now in McLean County, which, you know, it's going on all over the country, where misinformation gets out there and stuff on Facebook flies around. But what happened that we found out about early this morning, that in the McLean County Times, it's a publication, you know, kind of like a little week, I don't know anything about it other than that comes out every so often, like a little newspaper. They published voter information from not just McLean County, but Bloomington Election Commission and many, many counties throughout the state of Illinois were published in their newspaper. Names, your name, your address, your phone number, what party you voted for. Right there in print for all to see. Now, the thing is, a lot of voters don't. Anyway, the Facebook pages are running rampant, mostly, well, I won't say from whom, and making it political and saying it's from Kathy Michael's office, McLean County Clerk. I don't take that personally, but it's wrong. And I hope I can sue these people that are doing this, because I think this is where we're at right now. So that information, we checked with the State Board of Elections, Matt Dietrich. And this is information did not come from our office or any other county office. It came from this PAC that I mentioned in the press release that is no longer a PAC. I can say that a lot of the information is wrong. They tried to patch things together is my understanding, but none of that came from our office or any other county office is my understanding. So it looks like the McLean County Times has some questions that need to be answered.
Would they be possibly on the hook for a lawsuit for printing this? Although much of this can be garnered, it's public information.
It is. You have to be affiliated with certain, you know, political organization. There are some guidelines, and I'm not a lawyer. And so I don't want to give a legal opinion here, of course. Just personally, it looks like there's a big concern with certain folks that publications like this are not to put this information in print like that. I think there might even be a statute on that, but I'm not positive.
Okay.
So I think they're in some trouble, but I can't give you a legal advice on that one.
Very good. So, bottom line, this did not come from the clerk's office. This came from a PAC that is actually no more.